You are listening to the Intercoastal Podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Intercoastal Podcast. I'm your co-host, Natasha Lai.
And I'm your other co-host, Daquan Mickens, and I'm glad to be back here on the Intercoastal Podcast.
Yeah, we're happy to have you back. It's always fun to have Megan on, and Savannah was a treat as well, but it's always good to have our OG co-host with us.
Yeah, it was good to, you know, take a step back and let someone else fill in the shoes, and they did a great job last week, and I'm looking forward to having them back on again as, you know, in the future. But for today's episode, we have a sweet treat as we go into Buford's Sweets and Delights here in town.
I'm excited. I'm a sucker for anything sweet, so we know I'm going to love this already.
I was going to say, I am too. It's, you know, kind of use it as a cheat day or cheat week, if you will.
There you go. I'm so, down.
Yes. Yeah, so let's get started. So we have a random generated list of favorites in Buford that people love to eat, people love to visit. And when guests do come into town, there's spots people love to hit with their kids. And if you want to just get a nice sweet treat, this is the list. Almost the perfect concise list for people coming to Buford.
Awesome.
And I'll kick us off with the first one here in Buford. Kilwin's is a favorite here in town. A lot of people like to get ice cream and then walk the downtown waterfront, especially during the summer, getting nice ice cream while it's hot out. Look out at the water. And as you saw when you visited, you can sit on the swings, and nothing's better than ice cream swinging in the hot sun. It's a great way to relax and cool off and actually take in Buford for what it is, a nice southern town that has a different vibe and atmosphere to it.
Definitely. I would also like to throw out that ice cream on the waterfront is perfect because there is no sand to get in your ice cream.
No, you're right, Natasha. It's a great way to get away from the sandy beaches and actually just enjoy the same atmosphere of looking out on the water, but without having to be directly in the sun. And it's a lot cooler because you get that wind off the water and the swings going at the same time.
Definitely. Beautiful and perfect. All right. So where is the second place to get a good sweet treat?
So the second place isn't too far from Kilwin's, and Yo-Yo's ice cream is right next to them, or directly behind them, right there on the waterfront. And those are our two main on the waterfront locations for ice cream. It's in walking distance. It's not too far. And if you wanted a softer yogurt, like a frozen yogurt, soft served ice cream, Yo-Yo's is a more typical fill up your cup with different toppings for your frozen yogurt, and then you weigh it out and you head on out to the water.
That's awesome. Also, their name is really cute, Yo-Yo's. I like it.
Yeah, it's unique. And that was actually the first place me and my wife went to get ice cream here in town. And it holds a very special place in my memory because we went and got frozen yogurt, got all the gummy worms and Oreos and sprinkles on top to weigh it down. And then we went out on the waterfront and actually just, you know, relaxed. And it was fall, so it wasn't too cold, but it wasn't too hot. And it was just the perfect first Buford moment that we shared.
That's really cute. A little bit sentimental there.
Yeah, it is. So Yo-Yo's definitely always will have a special place.
Love it.
Number three is a hometown favorite, the Chocolate Tree. Anybody who visits Buford loves to go to the Chocolate Tree. Just the name itself tells you everything you need to know about this place.
Right. I was like, everyone's sold as soon as you hear the Chocolate Tree.
Yeah. So you can get assortment of different types of chocolates. You can get the favorite gift assortment where you have the 40 different types of chocolates. It's not actually 40. It was just a guesstimate, but I'm sure inside the Chocolate Tree, they probably have over 40 different types of chocolates. But, you know, when you were a kid and you would open up the assortment of chocolates, and you would have like strawberry filled chocolate and caramel and dark chocolate. They have those favorites, and then they have a bunch of different assortments that you can choose out from their selection.
It's like you're trying to make me hungry right now, just listing out all the different kinds of chocolates.
Yes. So I'm a chocolate snob, and you know, I don't eat just every type of chocolate, but the chocolate tree chocolates are amazing. Whether it's chocolate covered strawberries or if you wanted it, you know, the dollar bill of chocolate.
Cute.
The chocolate tree does a lot of special requests as well. If you walk into the chocolate tree, you can see on their like website and social media that they have special itemized chocolates. So if you go inside and someone just graduated from dentistry school, they can have an assortment of dentist shaped chocolate.
Oh my gosh, that's so cute.
Yeah, it would have dental tools and teeth, or they have nurses where it's a stethoscope and different other nursing tools. So they do a lot of unique things, and it's really cool to see what they can do with chocolate and create. And it does a great job of representing the chocolate world here in Buford.
That's awesome. And so creative. Like, chocolate is actually not that easy of a material to mold. I worked in a bakery, and we would sometimes have to do like just like the chocolate curls on cakes and stuff. Like, I didn't specifically, I worked in the front, but like I'd watch the bakers do it. And if you don't have it like temped just right, it like will totally fall apart. So people that like work specifically in candies and like chocolates, I'm so impressed because I know a lot goes into it.
Yeah, they do a good job, and they have a team of people who actually care about the chocolate and what they create. And they do take requests. So if you don't see what you want in the store, they'll work with you to make sure, you know, hey, we don't have it, but we can make it and we can mold it to what you're looking for.
That's awesome. I love that so much. So we've covered ice cream and we've covered chocolates. Where would be our next stop along the treat trail, I guess you could say?
So the next stop along the treat trail is Tout's Sweet Macaroons. Mm. I don't know if you have had macaroons, but they are delicious. And these macaroons aren't your everyday macaroons. A lot of macaroons typically come in like your normal desserts, like your normal flavors. But this experience is unique and not like any other. So, you know, they have cookie dough, cookies and cream, salted caramel, lemon lavender, fruity pebbles, mixed berry. The list goes on and on. Nutella, marshmallow flavor. Yes, they do macaroons like no other.
Yeah, I'm very intrigued by the fruity pebbles.
Yes. So, and you know, people who travel overseas to get macaroons and are macaroons now, I know a lot of people tend to be like, I'm very picky about my macaroons. This place does it like no other I've ever seen. That's with their awesome flavors and their presentation.
No, they're fun. I like their little bit of creativity in there too, where they're taking it and making it their own.
Yes, they do a great job. The next stop on the list is for those who are looking for something a little bit more healthy and a little bit more homey and produced locally, and that's Low Country Produce. If you want granola and berries and grapefruit, that's Low Country Produce. You would go there for like almond raisins or cranberry pecan, like berries and yogurt or honey and milk. Low Country Produce does a great job offering a great selection of healthier options for those who still want to enjoy some sweet and enjoy and, you know, get that sweet tooth something, but without having to worry about, you know, the sweet, the sugar in the sweets as much.
But they do cavities.
Yeah. Avoid the cavities while still giving yourself, you know, a cheat day.
There you go.
They also do offer donuts as well, even though, you know, it's not the healthiest. They have glazed yeast donut basket where they would give you four donuts made to order, and it satisfies all the taste buds and allows you to still know, I can enjoy this but not feel as guilty.
I love a good donut, and when it's like made fresh, perfect.
Yes, gotta make sure the fresh donut sign is on. It's like Krispy Kreme.
Yeah, exactly. But you know, better because
it's homemade. Yeah,
exactly.
And Low Country Produce does a great job not only just with their sweets and desserts, but even their breakfast. They have brioche French toast that will satisfy that sweet tooth as well, and served with compound fruit butter and warm maple syrup.
Oh my goodness.
They also do pancakes with blueberries in the batter.
Yes.
I know it's giving you all the taste, well, the watering taste right now.
Oh yeah. My mouth is watering. I'm craving a good old French toast or pancakes now.
Yeah, they also serve sweet potato butter pancakes, so that's a must try. They do a great job of offering different sweets within their menu along with their desserts.
Yeah, no, those sound fantastic. Definitely adding those to my list.
Speaking of food, if you were out eating, a good place for dessert would be Old Bull Tavern. And that's a callback to episode 48 with John Marshall when he stopped by and, you know, discussed how he started in the restaurant industry and how Old Bull Tavern came to be. But what he didn't discuss was their dessert menu. So after a nice meal of, you know, whatever you desire, having a nice apple cinnamon cake after with butter and almond, that's a great topper to end the night, or butterscotch pudding with caramel sea salt. They do an amazing job with their tiramisu and hazelnut chocolate sauce. So
I swear you're just trying to torture me with this episode because I want everything.
Yes, that's my goal, is to try all the desserts here in Beaufort. I might gain a couple pounds, but it'll be worth it in the long run.
That's what the Spanish moss trail is for. Just go run it or walk it off.
Yeah, that's actually a good point. Just get some dessert and then go straight for a walk on the Spanish moss trail or even the waterfront. I think that's why they put so many outdoor activities here in Beaufort. It's because they know the food scene will have everyone gaining a couple pounds.
You know what? I'd rather be a little bit plump and happy because I'm eating than not getting to experience this amazing food. So
I agree. And I know we talked about doing things outside. So a lot of people here tend to come to Beaufort to go to Hunting Island. A lot of people don't know is when you're going to Hunting Island, out near Hunting Island, there is Beach Bums Barbecue. It's relatively new, and they serve shaved ice. So it's a great way to, when you're coming back from the beach or even heading out to the beach, stopping in and getting some of the shaved ice. You can get a huge cup of shaved ice, and it's tremendous. They color it with a bunch of different colors, and they put it in like a flowery pot. Like, it looks like a flower pot.
Cute.
And it's a huge amount of shaved ice, and it definitely hits the spot on a nice hot day when you're going or coming from the beach.
Yeah, I was gonna say shaved ice is like the perfect summer dessert. Like, I'm sure you can have it at other times of the year, but in my brain, that's like, it's hot summer day, that's like when you really want like shaved ice.
Yeah, I agree. So it takes me back to middle school, where every Thursday we'd have a shaved ice truck come to our middle school, and kids would run up and get shaved ice at recess. And it was a great time to just be outside and have shaved ice and play and not have to worry about getting too hot or overheated, because you had the shaved ice right there to cool you down. And kids love shaved ice, and that,
yes, they do.
That sweet taste, and it stains your tongue the color of the flavor you're eating. It just brings back so many memories.
Yeah, no, definitely does. It's very reminiscent of like childhood and summer memories. So I love it. Sounds like the perfect stop.
Yes, it is, especially in this location near the beach.
Mm-hmm.
So reeling it back into town here, we'll stop on our way back and on Ladies Island and stop in at Mamima Mati's. This is my wife's favorite place to eat. It's a cafe and icery, and she loves to get their, you know, sandwiches and just sit in and eat on a nice afternoon. But for their desserts, they do desserts like no other. Of course, they do, you know, coffees and sundaes, but their smoothies and ice cream and milkshakes are top tier.
Yeah, I was actually just noticing, I was looking on their website that they do a bubble waffle for their ice cream. So for anyone that doesn't know, it's like a, so it's not like a waffle cone because it's softer, but it's like a waffle that's got kind of bubbles and stuff and you put ice cream in it and it's really cool. Like you don't see those as often. So that's a really fun little specialty.
Yeah, and if you've never seen it, look up bubble waffle and it definitely will have you wanting to stop in at Mamima Mahdi's for sure. I haven't had a bubble waffle before, and my first thought was bubble tea.
That's fair.
So, but bubble waffles definitely look like a must-try dessert. But Mamima Mahdi's is definitely a top-tier stop here in Beaufort. It's a nice local shop if you want nice treats. They have what they call a sandbar cookie. It's chocolate chip, oats, toffee, pecans, and coconut. And it's a play on the sandbars here in Beaufort. When the water and tide's low enough, you can see the sand peek out above the water. So it's a great way to pay homage to the area, and it's a great way to try all their, you know, different types of cookies, milkshakes, ice cream, smoothies. The list is endless.
Dang, yeah. They're set up.
Next place on the list is a staple in Beaufort. A lot of people, when they do come to Beaufort, this is the one thing they can't stop talking about. And that's Scout's Southern Market. And that's their Southern Sweet Tea Floats.
Yep. Can't go wrong with one of those. I definitely had to get one when I came. So highly recommend them.
Yes. Everyone loves Scout's, you know, sweet tea bar. And they don't only just do sweet tea for those who are iffy on trying sweet tea floats for the first time, which I would recommend would be a mistake. But people love, they also do like root beer floats and Coke floats. So it's more of a float bar. But the sweet tea float is a must try when heading to Beaufort. And it represents Beaufort in a whole. Very, very sweet, but a little bit unique.
Agreed. It's, I think, a really good way of encompassing like what Beaufort is in a dessert right there.
Yes, I'd agree. And the last stop here on the sweet talk here in Beaufort is the candy shop.
A classic.
Yes, it is. So the Beaufort Candy Shop has every candy known to man just about. If you thought they didn't make it anymore, you can probably find it at the Beaufort Candy Shop. They have a lot of nostalgic candy there from the 90s and early 2000s. And it's a great way to take your kids in there, you know, get them hyped up off of candy, take them out to the beach, let them run all that energy out, and then let them crash from the candy later that day.
Awesome. Yeah, it's definitely a great place to go. And I know we've had Mandy on before to talk about it. Episode 30, if you want to learn a little bit more specifically about the candy shop. But yeah, lots of fun and delicious places to try in Beaufort, and definitely worth the stop. So, you know, save a little extra room for dessert when you're in town because you won't regret it.
I agree. Beaufort's sweet scene is top tier and it's unmatched. No matter what you're looking for, whether it's chocolate, ice cream, cookies, cakes, macaroons, Beaufort has it. And it's a great way to get the sweets you want and enjoy actually being on vacation and visiting Beaufort and just diving into the sweets we have here in town.
Man, there's a lot of places to try some sweet things. I love it. But why don't you tell everyone where they can find us to follow along, Daquan?
Yes. So thank you all for listening to the Intercoastal Podcast. And you can follow us on social media at @visit_BeaufortSC on Instagram or at @BeaufortSC on Facebook. We'll talk to you guys next time.
This has been another episode of the Intercoastal Podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network, hosted by Natasha Lai, produced by Relic.